Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Well, we'll begin with prayer in the communion class.
Do you know if Mary's going to be?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Not had to get breakfast.
John chapter 5.
Yeah, Acts chapter 5. We'll begin with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this week, how you blessed your people.
Yes.
Help us to go forward and continue your plan in our lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Last week we stopped at verse 32, so we'll back up just a little bit for clarity. Then Peter and the apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men."
Amen.
And this was his reply to the Sadducees and the religious leaders that wanted them not to preach in Jesus' name. The enemy tried to bully them into not preaching in that powerful name. The demons are afraid of it. And in life, when you're following the Lord, and you look mighty to the enemy. And I don't say this lightly, but when I used to live across the street from the drug house in the Woodlawn area, if somebody blocked my gate, I'd go ask somebody to move, and they would tremble. People would tremble.
Mm.
Because the enemy is afraid of you. And that, you know, it,
amen.
I'm not the only one who said that. Pastor Jackson noticed the same thing.
Amen.
And these men were afraid. The enemy didn't want the name of Jesus, because every time somebody received Jesus and followed him, then the enemy is, he's going to be exposed. Everything he does to try to quell the gospel and the power of God, he's exposed for the liar that he is. He lies, but he don't want to be known as a liar. So he said, verse 27, "And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, 'Did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intend to bring this man's blood upon us.' And then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, 'We ought to obey God rather than man.'" Peter wasn't the only one speaking. This came from the heart. The other apostles spoke with him, and they said out of their heart, "We ought to obey God rather than man." And then he said, "The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him has God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." And this is the only way forgiveness of sins will come. The law can't help you with sins. The law just exposes the fact that we are sinners and that we need a savior. And then he said, "And we are his witnesses of these things, and so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God has given them that obey him." The Holy Spirit is holy, and the Holy Spirit, he helps us to multiply in life as we receive him, as we're holy. We can relate to him through love, because love helps us be holy. Whenever we love people, we attract the Holy Spirit. Whenever we worship God, we attract the Holy Spirit. Whenever we're in faith, we're righteous, and we attract the Holy Spirit. And this is a process that Satan doesn't want. He wants us to be divided, to be in doubt, full of unbelief. These things repel the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is attracted by our love and kindness. And that's the most powerful part of us. The way we care about each other, the way we love each other. From there, God can build. He got rid of, at the beginning of verse chapter 5, he got rid of idolatry. People looking, they were worshiping the money. They regarded that what, you know, Ananias and Sapphira regarded their funds more than God. And they had a love for God, but they loved their money more. And once things were corrected in the church, then God started to build. And this is something that we have to notice. We, when Every victory, great victory, they got rid of idolatry first. And then God built on top of their love and their faith. And I remember Kenneth, the lady wanted her son to go to church, and she was continuing to try to make him go. And Kenneth Hagin said, "Don't do that. Pray for him." He said, "I surround him with love and with faith." And that is, I started doing it, you know. And I never thought to do something like that. You can pray a blessing over people, but I never thought about doing it that way. So when I pray for my children, I surround them with love and with faith. And one night I prayed for my son that he'd get a job. And, you know, he was looking, and he was desperately looking. And I prayed like that, and the next morning he called me. And we had a conversation about it. But it works. These are the things that attract the Holy Spirit. And the Lord will always bless us. Whenever we stand, the Lord always, just like if you're in trouble, if you have faith and your faith is about to fail, God will give you a way of escape so you can escape it. Well, when you stand in Him, He always provides. Now, they were bullying Him. They had the power of man behind them, the religious leaders. But they stood against all their threats. In verse 33, when they heard that they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them. And then the Lord blessed them, because verse 34 says, "Then stood there up one in the council, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had in reputation among all the people, and commanded to put the apostles forth a little space." And this kind of wisdom was their rescue. The people regarded Gamaliel more than the Sadducees and the other religious leaders. And then he said, "And said unto them, Ye men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what ye intend to do as touching these men. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who were slain, and all as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to nothing. After this man rose up Judas of Galilee in the days of the taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished, and all as many as obeyed him were dispersed. And he said, And now I say unto you, refrain from these men, and let them alone, for this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to nothing. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest haply ye be found even to fight against God. And to him they agreed. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus, and let them go. Now these, they still beat them, because the enemy was afraid. And by them being part, you know, people of the law, they were still held in regard. They had power, and they beat them and let them go. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And that's power. That comes from the heart of God. That kind of love is not from around here. That's not of men. That's of God. And that's the kind of love I wanted to have. I wanted to know that in a pinch I would obey God and not man, not my feelings, not my, my frustration. And they love God from the heart. Nothing could reverse it. They had irreversible love in their hearts. And that's what I saw when the Lord strengthened me the day that I almost got in the fight, when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love. And he said, "Everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil." And it quieted my spirit when I heard him say that. And I said, "Lord, teach me how to love your people." I wanted to know more about that, because I experienced something. I was strengthened when I was at my weakest point. And if I had to lose everything that God ever taught me and keep one thing, that would be what I would keep. because from that day, I learned so much more from the Lord. And I know I can gain everything back if I had that same principle. And so this is what they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. They totally identified themselves with Jesus. They loved others just like Jesus loved them. That's probably how Peter wrote 1 Peter. That's one of the most powerful books in the Bible for a teaching on love, to love people like Jesus loves us. And if people gave it a chance, a lot of times people would read it and say, well, that's just too expensive. I just can't see myself doing it. But just like everything else, it's the Lord who strengthens us. Everything we do, if we do it in his strength, we can do all things.
Now you're talking about 1 Peter, not 1 John?
1 Peter. And 1 John, it's the same thing.
All right.
But 1 Peter spells it out, okay. Loving according to Christ.
Okay.
And when the things that the Lord taught me were those principles, but I read 1 Peter, but I never caught it until a few years ago. I read it and I saw how it works. And I read it slow, you know, and it caught my attention. And, you know, it should be one chapter. It's five chapters in that book. And they put the chapters in the worst places, too. In the middle of a run-on sentence, they start a chapter.
Right.
And especially chapter two, likewise, you wise, be subject to your own. Isn't that a way to start a chapter? It'll rough up, but if you don't read chapter one first, that could be offensive.
Yeah.
You know, especially when you're coming out of the dark world. But there's three likewises. Likewise, your husbands. Likewise, your children. But it all follows chapter one. And those were the principles I saw in the Spirit when the Lord spoke that word to me. Everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil. And that strengthened I wanted to do it, but I was out of strength. So when he said that, I had the strength. And then I knew what to say. And I responded like God would have me respond. And it was true. It wasn't fake. It was real. It was real love.
Amen.
Verse 41. And they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. So they didn't allow a deterrent in their life. They stayed steady. And then it said something very amazing that caught my attention. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. And that means all of them. And that's good. They continued the work to give people a chance to receive the same rich and wonderful salvation we all enjoy. The enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus came to give us much more abundant life. And when this will help us as we go forward in the Lord. And when you agree with the Lord on something so important as love, it you become a candidate to learn many more things that you wouldn't normally already learn. He can relate to you, and he wants to feel the fire of your love. He wants to keep it going. And if you keep it going, the revelation that he'll give you is off the charts. And the people that have the greatest revelation, they have a love walk. They all have a deep, unmovable love walk. And they can receive things from the Lord that you know, normally you wouldn't receive it, but with that kind of love, you will. Okay. And this is communion. This is going back and forth with the Lord in communion, responding to his love, receiving his love, responding to his love, receiving. This is communion. And whatever's in your heart comes out of your mouth. And the same love you receive from the Lord is going to come out in your speech to everybody. Even when you're in a normal conversation, love is the foundation. of everything you do. And that's the heart of communion. Okay, we're out of time. Any comments, questions? All right, 1 Corinthians 11:24. You know, I love the Lord. Precious Lamb of God. He made all this possible by his blood.
Not just that, they were flogged.
Yeah.
You go research what that actually is, man. That's not just a little slap on the wrist.
Uh-uh.
And they came out rejoicing.
Yeah.
It wasn't just that they were sitting there going, oh, please. No, they came out, I believe, man, jumping.
Yeah.
And that, how would we respond in that kind?
Yeah. And they did. We can do all things too, so we can do it.
We can do it. Look how we respond to just general things.
General things.
You know. Uh-huh. So I know where you're coming from.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's a great thought. Well, how would we?
Yeah.
We heard how they would.
Uh-huh.
How they did.
And that they were beat. You know, that flogging is something else.
Yeah.
That they were literally beat.
And I've never been beaten.
No.
For the Lord. Just troubled by Satan, yes, but not ever physically beaten.
We get upset if somebody says something about us.
Yeah.
I mean, they're upset. We won't come back anymore. You know, we're staying
home. That is the absolute gospel truth.
So that's something to really think
about.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Mm-hmm. I thank the Lord.
Missionaries and all that's been to prison for the gospel.
One just got out from Turkey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those that gave their lives didn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
But gave their lives.
But that thing is an honor.
Yeah, and
yeah,
it is.
See it as an honor.
Mm-hmm.
To suffer for Christ.
To suffer for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, the martyr crown is one of the highest.
Paul said in everything, you know, it's not just for you to believe on him, but also to suffer for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm.
We all have suffered our persecutions, and we're still here. I mean, I know how the enemy is. He don't quit, and he aggravates everybody.
Yeah. We are his enemy.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. And on purpose. And I don't mind being his enemy. I like it.
Rush Dishbar said the hate that he has for us, he said it's unimaginable because he deals in demonic possession.
Uh-huh.
He said, we can't even fathom the hate that they have for us.
Yeah, yeah. The world, too. That's true. All right. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Lord, we remember.
I love our privilege of communion.
Amen.
And it was all made possible by the blood of the Lamb. It is. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for the great victory and your love that you've shared with us. Help us to do all to stand, wasting nothing in these last days. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Brother Thurston, you're good. You know, it was...